2019, and it's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning on this Saturday morning. I hope you're having a good weekend so far. Well, in John, the 18th chapter, we're told by Christ that his kingdom is not of this world. A lot of people don't believe Jesus Christ. They just don't believe it. Good morning, Troy Scarborough. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. That's what he said. He said, if my kingdom was of this world, I would ask my subjects to fight. What did he tell Peter? He said, put up thy sword, Peter. For those who live by the sword, die by the sword. And then he put the servant of the high priest ear back on. Whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Proverbs 1:33. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Psalm 90:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91:1, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 4, your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3, he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. Colossians 3:3, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Zechariah 2:8. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Exodus 14:13. God is our refuge and a strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear. Psalm 46:1-2. Jesus spake and saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Why are you troubled? Yes, Pastor Hannington, good to have you this morning. We sing a song in the old school hymnal, and it is entitled, It Is I, taken from that passage. Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and feet, that it is I, myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. Luke 24:38-39. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. Well, we are in a spiritual kingdom. We're not in a physical kingdom. And the powers in this earthly kingdom are subject to the spiritual kingdom. And he says that your life is hid with Christ in God. That's quite a powerful passage. You know, when we look around us and we see all of the travesties, all of the government fightings and all the wars and rumors of wars and everything that's going on, it's good to know that our life is hid with Christ in God. Welcome aboard, Mead from India. I'm having a little problem with my signal this morning. Anyway. I'm not taking calls right now, Jeffrey. I'm trying to do a broadcast. Okay. I don't take calls generally because it's overwhelming. I don't know how many hundreds of hundreds and hundreds of instant messengers I get every day, and I can't, I'm physically one person. Okay. Anyway, our Christ is hit. Our life is hid with Christ in God. Think that through. You know? And we are like, we have a refuge for the soul. You know? Welcome aboard, Roberto Sanchez. Good to see you this morning. Well, we used to sing that song, I Know Whom I Have Believed. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Well, you know, the biggest commitment is not our commitment. The biggest commitment is his commitment to us. The covenant, the everlasting covenant that he made between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that he would come and give his life a ransom for his people. That's the biggest commitment that's ever been made. Well, I like the scripture that says the Lord shall fight for you. You know, David knew that the Lord was fighting for him when he took up those five stones and that sling. And he knew that he couldn't of his own strength kill Goliath, but he knew he served the God of Israel. God is the one that directed David's hand such that that stone lodged right in the forehead of Goliath. And David went over and removed the sword from the sheath of Goliath and whacked his head off. God fought for Goliath. I mean, for David, and took Goliath down. Be of good cheer, it is I. Well, the Lord has been our dwelling place in all generations. A lot of people want to talk about, you know, this particular year, this particular dispensation of time. God is eternal. He's been the God of his people in all generations, from Adam right down to the last baby that was born, who's an elect child of God. He's been their God. God has always had his elect people. There is no distinctive generation as one is above another. God's always had his people, and he always will have his people. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. What is his truth? Well, his truth is the reality that he made reconciliation for the sins of his people by his death on the cross. That's the truth. That's our shield and buckler. That's why our life is hid with Christ in God, is because he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes we are healed. Excuse me. Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your heart? What was his answer to this? What was his answer when people started having troubles and thoughts started arising in their hearts? What did he tell them to do? Behold my hands and my feet. Our focus should be on Jesus Christ for us. For us. He must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Henceforth shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Welcome aboard, my good friend Andre Barros. Good to see you this morning. You know, thanks be to God, which giveth us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory doesn't come from anything that we do. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me. He loved me ere, that means he loved me before. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the crimson flood. That's what he did. I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Is that your story this morning? Did you hear the old story? Tell me the story of Jesus right on my heart, every word. Problem is, don't tell the whole story. They don't tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help them God. They tell part truth. They don't tell you that God is sovereign, that he is victorious, that he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we were predestinated unto adoption. Ephesians 1:4-11. I want to hear the whole story, don't you? Well, we should be proclaiming that he's blessed and the only potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you know, Jesus Christ didn't stay in the grave either. He raised from the dead, and he set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also then that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hereafter we shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of glory. I'm ready for his coming. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not talking about a secret rapture either. Okay? Every eye shall see him. What's secret about that? Well, be of good cheer, Jesus said. Be of good cheer, it is I. Your life is hid with Christ in God. He that touches you toucheth the apple of his eye. Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Welcome aboard, Dave Vandeveen. Good to have you with us this morning. What would we do without the Word of God for our comfort and our solace? It would be a howling wilderness, would it not? But we have the Word of God for our comfort and our consolation. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. You know, when I was like in second grade in a little old one-room schoolhouse, I remember having to memorize not only the 19th Psalm, but also the 91st Psalm. So I want to close out with those two Psalms this morning. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. I'm reading from Psalm 19 from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. Not all these newfangled versions. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is grace. Stand his ears, cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now let's go back to, we just read the 19th Psalm. Now let's go back and read the 91st Psalm before we close this little devotional period out this morning. 91st Psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what we're talking about this morning. Our life is hid with Christ in God. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Remember what He said? Behold, my hands and my feet. That's the truth. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion, the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. That's election. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. That would be Jesus Christ. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, may the good Lord be with you this weekend. I hope this has been encouraging to the saints, and may we remind ourselves often that our life is hid with Christ in God. God bless.